Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. I got in on time. Didn't think I was going to make it. There we go. Today is the 27th of December. And hope you have a good holiday. And the holiday's still continuing, I guess. People are still off until probably Monday. Well, if you're in California, it's 53 degrees and sunny. That's it. Here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. I looked at the ratings again. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I know a lot of you guys don't agree with what I have to say, but you're interested in why I say it. Thank you. Topic, title of show, is Donald Trump qualified to run for president? The Michigan Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected an appeal aimed at barring former President Donald Trump from the state's 2022 or 2024 Republican primary ballot based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which Colorado says he cannot run. Michigan says we don't have any legal grounds to keep him off the ballot, but we'll review it. You humans, man. Is this it? Out of all the people, what do we have? 395 million people in the United States? I don't know. And this is it. This is who we got. We don't have anybody else who are maybe 35 and over. All the 36-year-old people, men, women, whatever, running for president, this is what you got. This is it. This is your champion. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. We laugh at Biden. I'm not happy about Biden either. Don't give this, not one of these talk shows that are you whining little bitches? No. I'm saying the same thing. This is what we got. Now, Biden 8 years ago, but this is what we got. Of everybody who qualify for being the president of the United States over 35 years of age. It comes down to these two. What does this say about America, man? What does it say? We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about something else that I didn't want to really talk about. We're going to talk about cancer and what are your chances of getting it. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how many people are living with cancer, how many people are dying every day of cancer. Cancer, 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 cancer. And the reason I brought that up is, my God, every time there's a death going on, I saw 6 people die of cancer just this week. I don't know if it's just cancer, 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 cancer. Joe Biden promised to get to eradicate cancer, to get rid of cancer. Cancer, 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 cancer. So it's like, okay, how many people are actually living with it? And how many people are actually dying from it? It's an interesting subject for me. So there you go. So that's what we're going to talk about. And we'll probably talk about other stuff, too. Those are the two topics that I always get sidetracked when people come in the studio. If you want to come into the studio, I don't even have to tell you because we're an internet show. So if you're seeing this, you know the number. But just in case you were just following me, I popped up on your phone. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number. 319-527-6099 is the number. That's the number that gets you in the studio. Let's get to it. But first I want to talk about this. If I had to ask you guys this question, and I know I turn off the TV. I turn off the TV. I don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear my views on it, even though I have views. How many people do you think died of this Israel and Hamas war? Hamas war. How many people? According to Forbes, there's been 20,000 people dead. 20,000. 20,000. Isn't that interesting? More than 20,000 people died. They're dead in Gaza. I didn't know Gaza even had 20,000 people since the war. More than 20,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed. 20,000. And this is beginning the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. And it says here, well, these are the key facts. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, 20,057 people have died. By the time I'm reading that, you know it's going to be more. In the conflict so far, 53,000 people. 53,000 people. 53,320 Palestinians have been wounded. The death toll does not differentiate between Gaza civilians and Hamas combatants, but the early breakdown said women and children make up approximately 2/3 of the overall death. Friday's gruesome milestone means nearly 1% of Gaza's pre-war population of 2.3 million has been killed. 2.3 million people have been killed in this war already. According to the UN estimates, more than 85%, nearly 2 million total population have been displaced by the conflict so far. On Thursday, a report released by the UN-backed body warned nearly a quarter of Gaza population faces imminent starvation, while more than 90% of the population was facing a crisis or worse level of food insecurity. Food insecurity, that word again. Certain word, food insecurity, meaning starvation. Shut up with the food insecurity bullshit. You know, I have superpowers. I am going to wheel Pat into the studio because I need her in. Oh, that's Mr. Fred. Oh, Mr. Fred, you spoiled my intro. And usually Mr. Fred doesn't talk. You, that cat's after me. You spoiled my intro. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you,
sweetheart? I'm good. How are you, baby?
I'm okay.
You sound rested. You sound rested. You sound rested. Well, happy after Christmas kind of to you. Yeah, happy after Christmas to you. You're welcome, baby. You're welcome. Did you wish for your gift? Did you get your blow-up doll of Brian the Hammer Jackson and he can sleep with you and everything? You just blow him up? It's a great gift. It's a great gift. You can put me on a seat and I can watch you do your tarot reading, and then you can take me driving. And I'm washable, so when you go in the shower, I'm there too. It's your blow-up doll of me. The gift that keeps you. Yeah. And I'm anatomically correct. And if he puts the cold water in the shower, guess what? You're going to have to blow him up again afterwards because you know how it is with the cold water. That's it.
That would do it.
That will do it. John will love it. I can play checkers with him, and I'm his buddy. I'm his hammer buddy. That is amazing. 2 million people died in that war. That's amazing. You know?
Yeah.
It's just amazing how many people can die. You know, when you hear the report, Pat, I mean, you know, we don't hear the war stories. We send our guys out in Canada, too. We send them out. Bye-bye, guys. You're 18 years old. Bye-bye. We'll see you later when you have your problem from the war. Bye-bye. And we don't hear anything except for the families who will get the notice. But now that you see it, you see the kids hungry and the parents and the crying and this and dismembering. And they always pull out that one kid who's lost in the trash and they're all gray. And they go, oh, that poor baby. It's gruesome. It's gruesome. War is gruesome. It's killing people, starving people. But I have to keep remembering, I got to be honest with myself, what those motherfuckers did, Pat. I have to say it. When they went into that kibbutz and they took hostages,
yeah.
And they raped them and killed them and maimed them and tortured them.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of what they're doing, I know, when I think of what they're doing, they put a gun to them and burning the babies and decapitating the gruesome shit that they did, Pat. Pat, you know, let me tell you something. If I sneak a TV into my house, my whole block knows what's going on. What's going on with Brian? I don't know. He's got something. Yeah, it looks like he got a TV. What did he steal it? Meaning, somebody, these Palestinians know where these hostages are. They know. You cannot hide over 200 people. Can you hide 200 people? I mean, you have to feed them.
Yeah, well, can you?
I don't know. Yeah, but you still have to go out. You still have to order food. You got to feed them. Somebody's putting their buckets of shit outside. I'm telling you, if you hit your lover in my neighborhood, we'll know where she is. Oh, he got a lover there. He hit her. We know. So 200 people, really? In my heart, Pat, I'm going to say I have to believe that somebody knows something, and people talk. When they did this operation, they have friends, They have relatives. They have cousins. Before they did this operation, it's not like these guys are organized army or whatever. They're just a bunch of, they call themselves families. And they did this. So somebody knows, a cousin, a friend of a cousin, in-law, somebody just got divorced right now going, I'm going to tell on your ass. Somebody knows. And so that keeps me saying, you motherfuckers, you know about this. You're bringing this on to yourself. You're bringing it, it's just me, you're bringing it on to yourself because you know. Why isn't the Palestinian people getting together and say, enough is enough of this bullshit. You're bringing this on to us. Get the people who are doing it. You know who they are. They even, and the Israelis know who they are. They named the dude. You know where he is. You know who he is. You know his family, the cousins, the uncles, whatever, because they're bragging about it. And get rid of them. Why don't you do it? Because they brought this scourge on you. Pat, that's my thinking. That's my thinking, Pat. That is my thinking. That is my thinking.
Get rid of them?
Yeah, get rid of the militants who started all this stuff. You know?
Oh yeah.
You know who they are? These Palestinians. Nobody wants the Palestinians. Let's just be honest. Nobody wants them. Iran doesn't want them. Iraq doesn't want them. Egypt doesn't want them. They're nomads. They're gypsies in the desert. Nobody cares or wants these guys. They don't.
Yeah, but they were offered land and they refused it.
Well, that's how stupid they are, Pat. I say we should shoot them for that. Well, here's some land. No, thank you. Shoot you. Okay, fine. You don't want it. You don't want it. You want a country? You want a two-state? Fine. Fine. You don't want it. Well, anyway, that's my thing. That's how many people died. Does 3 million people have to really die? Here's the New York Times report. It does. The New York Times will not let me go to their stats because they want me to pay for you, motherfucker. Here we go. Some people were complaining about my language, by the way. Facebook. And yeah, they're saying I say motherfucker too much. Brian, why? But, Pat, I'm going to read you your card, lady. One person said this. They actually said this, and they wrote to me. I saw it this morning. I listened to your show, the earlier show. You never cussed. You never cussed. Now all of a sudden you're saying, motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker. You sound like Samuel Jackson, motherfucker. let me see. Well, now you got the Palestinians. They're blaming the U.S. The Palestinians are blaming the U.S. for Israel, Hamas war. And you're going to blame the U.S.? Fine. Israel's military says about 1,200 people were killed during a Hamas initial attack, and that more than 100 soldiers have been killed in the war in Gaza. And Israel Defense Forces spokesperson was quoted by the news agency Tuesday, 105 troops have been killed since the start of the ground operation in Gaza, including 13 killed in friendly fire. Blah, 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 blah. And there's a picture of the kids. You know, they're kids. They're kids. Poor kitties. Poor kitties. Well, they'll be sex trafficked. They'll be fine.
No, you know what the problem is with those kids? They're already indoctrinated.
Yes, of course. They're little bombers and grew up to be little bombers. Poor bastards. And you can't blame them either. You can't blame them. I know, Fred. You sound like a Palestinian cat. I don't even know if you're American or you're are you a Canadian cat? He's probably Canadian born. You know, he sounds like a French Canadian cat. Is he Canadian? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think Mr. Fred is the first drug-finding cat. You just put him in somebody's house and he'll find the drugs. Yeah. His little tail will start going way up in the air. Found a drug. I know where it's going on. I know what's going on here. Thank you, Mr. Freddy. And we can arrest your parents now.
Meow.
He'll do anything for a treat. He can sell out his parents. Want a treat, Ms. Fred?
Yeah.
Drugs over there. Thank you, Mr. Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah. No loyalty. No loyalty. Poor kids. I'm looking at the kids right now. And it's sad. Again, turn them over. We are against the position of the United States of America when they used the veto two times against Palestinian people. One man at the rally told the CBS News, protesters marched Monday in the West Bank, carrying a 40-foot banner bearing the name of Palestinians killed in Gaza. We are not numbers at red. Well, yes, you are, you little bastard. Why don't you get those people? Why don't you tell us where those people are? Walking around. The soaring number of dead and wounded in Gaza have fueled rising anger around the world, but perhaps nowhere more intensely than in the other Palestinian territory. Protesters, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, here's Fox News. No, they're talking about the storm. Poor kitties. I see the kitties again. Poor kitties. You know what's happening? Here's the news on the Palestinians. Let me see if I hear it. Here we go. Listen to this. You're tired of hearing my voice. Listen to this.
Is meant to reach.
Wow. Here we go.
This footage was taken just after airstrikes hit Gaza's southern city of Rafah, killing dozens of people. You can see the desperate search for survivors. Israel says that these are targeted strikes to destroy Hamas. But the toll on civilians continues to rise. Our Charlie Daggett has more.
In the heavy bombardment reported across Gaza, our colleague Marwan Al-Ghul was lucky to survive another night. He went to the scene early this morning of this massive airstrike not more than 500 yards from his house. Officials say at least 10 people were killed. The recent surge in fighting has seen the number of civilian deaths skyrocket and anger soar. Anti-war protesters in the West Bank marched with a 40-foot banner with a growing list of fellow Palestinians killed in Gaza. The message is meant to reach the only nation capable of restraining Israel.
We are against the position of the United States of America while they use vetoes two times.
The U.S. and Israel maintain that a ceasefire would allow Hamas to regroup.
These people that are bombarded in Gaza are mainly them, women and civilians and children, and these are not Hamas.
The U.S. has again urged Israel to put a premium on human life.
Charlie Daggett is joining me now with more on the conflict in the Middle East. Charlie, what is the latest on the ground in Gaza now at this hour?
Yeah, Anne-Marie, according to Defense Ministry here, they say that troops have surrounded Hamas strongholds in places in the north and in the center of Gaza, including Gaza City. There's fighting that's still going on there in Jabalia, the refugee camp where they believe Hamas militants are still holed up. Those fights are ongoing. But really the focus is on the south, in Khan Yunis, in those areas, where they are not only, the troops are not only going forward in terms of the ground troops, but also the airstrikes that you've seen, and we've reported in places like Rafah, at that Rafah crossing in Khan Yunis itself. Now, they say that they have killed or captured 7,000 Hamas leaders, militants who have been involved in this fight.
Wow.
That's about half of the central core of the Hamas leadership that they're going after. And as it was described yesterday in a press conference by the Defense Ministry, what we're going to see over the course of the next few weeks is what they describe as a mopping up situation. But this could go on for weeks and months, they warned.
So we're also learning that Israel's defense minister has said that the country is open to discussing who might control Gaza after the war, and that Israel has no intention of staying in Gaza permanently. things are, are things becoming any clearer? Because what I find sort of very interesting about this conversation is that I don't know if it includes Palestinians. And you would think that they would also want a seat at that table.
Well, Anne-Marie, I can tell you on one level it does include the Palestinians. Now, it gets very contentious.
All right, I'm bored. You got the gist of it. Shut up. It's a sad war. But what they did to those people, I cannot ignore what they did to those people. It was horrific. And to protect them, to me, it's ridiculous. They know. They do know. So the title of our show is Donald Trump qualified to run for president?
No.
No, he's not. I'm so disappointed, Pat. I mean, I said it in the beginning of the show. You know, I think, what does the United States have, 385 million people in the, I don't know. And it comes down to this. Are you serious? How many people are over 35 in the United States? And it comes down to these two? This is what we got?
Pretty sad.
It is sad. You know that? It is so fucking sad. And this fucker, this old, deranged criminal running for president, Donald Fump, little fucker. I mean, he should be put in a home. He's already halfway there. He's in Florida. Well, anyway, so I go to Twitter,
mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, what people are talking about? You know, what are people talking about? Well, they're talking about the football game. I don't know who Massey is, but they're talking about Massey. I don't know who that is. They're talking about
massively big star.
Oh, is he? Oh, Matt. Oh, the soccer player.
Yeah.
They're talking about Barron. He's trending. And AG7 is coming. I don't know what that is, but before I look at that, what's trending on my Twitter? Here's Robert De Niro on Trump. Robert De Niro says, Trump doesn't believe in the Constitution. He's a racist. He's a crook. He's a traitor. Do you agree with Robert? And here's Robert De Niro on Twitter.
This guy should not be president, period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you.
Fuck him.
Okay, well, you know, this is cable.
Sorry.
So it's not an FCC.
I love De Niro. Well, Mr. De Niro, we're here on CNN right now, and Fox came after you. What do you have to say? Fuck him. Fuck him. That's my guy. You know, come on, De Niro, you're on TV. After you say it, you say sorry. You don't have to say. You could kind of curb your cussing. You cusser. Is that cusser? Fuck him. Here's the interview again.
This guy should not be president. Period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you.
Fuck him.
Okay, well, you know, this is cable,
sorry.
So it's not an FCC violation.
Sorry.
But it is still a Sunday morning.
Well,
I
we're,
do wonder
we're at
why you choose to go that
let
way.
Let me say something.
Why do you
we
choose
are
to
in
go
a,
that
we
way?
We are in a moment in our life, in this country.
This man's penis, Robert De Niro's penis, should write a book. I am a fan of Robert De Niro's penis. First of all, I don't know how old De Niro is. Let me find out how old De Niro is. Siri, how old is Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro is 80 years old.
The man is 80 years old. 80. And he just had a baby last year. 80. I mean, if this man's penis can talk or write a book, I would be the first in line saying, Robert De Niro's penis is on tour, on a book tour, and he's talking. He's talking the things his penis will say. Fuck them. Fuck them.
We are at a moment in our life, in this country, where this guy is like a gangster. He's come along and he's said things, done things we say over and over again. This is terrible. We're in a terrible situation. We're in a terrible situation. And this guy just keeps going on and on and on without being stopped.
Hmm. Let's sit in a break. Let's squeeze in a commercial. More with Robert De Niro in just a moment.
Hmm. This guy should not be president, period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you.
Fuck him.
Okay, well, you know.
Fuck him. Fuck them. You know who else did that? You know who's I'm a big fan of that because you're supposed to act right. I played it before, Pat. You laughed. I think you have kind of the same sense of humor I do. I do, and I have to play it again because it reminds me of that interview. You know, I used to interview here, and they used to say, can I curse here? And I go, yeah, I guess you can. And they say, I go, shit. They'll say, shit, fuck. Oh, Brian, can I curse? You already said it. What do you want me to do? And it's my best interview. I mean, it's the interview of Mike Tyson. And by the way, I did hear from Mike Tyson. If you stick to the show later, I'll tell you.
Oh, you did, eh?
I sure did. I reached out to Mikey Bubby. But, hello, Bubba. Me and Mike Tyson, again, the interview sounds like it's in a tunnel because somebody taped it from their TV. But it's the best interview because you know that I'm sending up this guy asked Mike Tyson to go for an interview. He's a black guy. He's trying to get his bones. Yeah. Now I'm talking like a gangster. He's trying to get his bones. You know, Tony No Neck and Billy the Slob. And he tried to reach out, get his bones. You know what I say? Forget about it. You know, well, he's trying to make it. I'm trying to get the audience. I'm trying to get the gangster audience. Mafia. So Mike Tyson does him a favor. All right, I come on the show. Mike, I love you. I love you. You're the champion. Mike says, okay. And the guy kisses Mike Tyson's ring. Thank you, Mike. Mike comes out here. So Mike goes on his show. Now, again, you're going to have to listen carefully because somebody recorded this off the TV. But best interview ever. And here's Mike Tyson on TV. This guy is live. And here's what happened.
You read up on him, you sort of been following.
No, I didn't read up on him, I watched him on television.
Right.
That
one's so worse. Let me try. All they have is that kind of shit. Damn it. Let me try this.
You read up on him, you sort of been following.
No, I didn't read up on him, I watched him on television.
Right.
He's a big hit in the States.
Now, some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know?
That guy got balls. There's a race for mayor, Mike Tyson. We know that you're bipolar. You punch people in the face. That's what you do for a living. You're a dangerous man. You're running for mayor, and you're a convicted rapist. And how does that happen? People are saying that. Mike says nobody's saying that, but you.
This is where it turns. I love it. I'm a big fan.
Mike says nobody's saying it, but you. Here we go.
You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment.
Hey, how would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor.
Right.
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Travallo.
who's a legend in your city, great man, with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, highs and lows.
So interesting that you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey, come on.
No, that was a piece of, fuck you, that was a piece of shit.
You know what, we're doing...
you piece of shit. Mike, fuck you. You piece of shit. Mike, we're live. Mike, Mikey. I love it when things go wrong.
Hey, come on.
No, that was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
Right, you got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people are raw and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot
it's
of people
the truth.
Mike, we're on live TV. Fuck you. What are you going to do about it? Fuck you. Billy, get away from the TV. I want to watch Mike Tyson. Get away from the TV. Fuck you, Mom. Fuck you. What are you going to do about it? Sorry. Billy, here you go. Fuck you.
We are. Raw, and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot
of people will be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
All right. It says Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo.
Right.
Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know. It's more nerve-wracking for me here talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
Come on, Mike.
I love those kind of interviews. I really do. You know, they are the funniest interviews. They are the funniest interviews.
Take a look.
You know, we have classics on this show. When I was watching, when I was getting that tape, I know I played it maybe 2 weeks ago, but he's one of my favorite guys, Pastor Bonewinkle. I know Laverne likes him. I like Pastor Bonewinkle, and him in his white suit. And if you get a chance, go to YouTube. Put in Bishop. I'm not Pastor. Put in Bishop Bonewinkle, and you'll see him in his white little suit and his little bicycle. And he's one of my favorites. And you see. I'm Baptist. So it reminds you of a Baptist preacher in the South, and they tell you the truth and everything. But it just makes me smile. Here we go, Pastor Bishop Bonewinkle. Hell to the nah, nah, nah. Here we go.
My name Bishop Bonewinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth.
What you say?
Deacon Kyle, Deacon John, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose.
Come on!
First I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins.
Yeah!
I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot in pain.
Come on!
I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning. Tell no, 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 come on, come on. Tell no, no, no. Listen. Sister Edna, Sister Ruth, make sure that everybody get a seat.
Come on, y'all.
Sister Lily, may go back in the kitchen, cause the wind gets through and need to eat. Pick me collard greens and cornbread rice. Chicken breast,
cocktails
on the side.
Patty cake.
Yeah.
Have you ever had some collard greens and some cornbread Come on.
Yeah.
And rice and chicken. You had collard greens?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, years ago.
Wow. And some cornbread? And chicken and lobster tail? Have you ever had a lobster tail? Oh, you had lobster tails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
You got to remember, Brian, I'm old.
Well, no, you can. It sounds like you lived in the country. I mean, usually country folks will have that. You know, you could live all your life and never have some collard greens and cornbread, because one of the verses says, "Because when it gets through, I need to eat. Fix me some cornbread, some collard greens, and some cornbread and rice, chicken and lobster tails on the side. That's all right." I just love country preachers, man. I love it. You come back here. You, Bishop Bowinkle, what you got to say?
Chicken breast, cocktails on the side. Deacon Underwood, get my busy ready, cause when it gets through, I need a ride.
Come on!
Dr. West, count the money, come back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another deacon.
I got some people there looking for some blessings. First, God got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all!
See, there's an old saying, when the praise go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they mess around. Come on, come on.
Woo.
Hell no, tell them no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, tell them no, no, no. Listen, I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with
people in the church smoking weed. Pat, have you been to Bishop Bowinkle's service? Have you ever been to church high, Pat? Have you ever been to church high?
No. No, I quit church when I was young.
If you went to church, would you want to get it? Would you and John get in a car and going, you know what, let me just hit this fatty before I go in there and talk to Daddy?
Probably.
Wow.
I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with a night prayer meeting, talking about 10, I hear the amen.
Come on.
Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past 10.
Yeah.
I got some people, they coming off the street, God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help.
They land at the altar, they confess and sin their sin.
Come on, wait.
Time to see them on the morning, they doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite.
Hell no.
Come on.
Tell them no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. Tell them no, no, no. Listen.
Come on.
Got kids dropping out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's turn.
Y'all better get back to school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
What them pants
talk about that they're looking for a job. When I see them get a book, I say, please.
Come.
See, all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Time to see the copper with the bullet gun. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put your gun down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They sitting in the county jail.
It's a shame.
I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now they're mad with the homeboys, cause they didn't put the money in the commissary.
Friend gone now.
They had you in the jail, brother man. You were sure headed for the cemetery.
Come on, wait.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft behind.
Yeah.
Well, this is in your crime. Don't do the time. Stop the baby crying. Come on, come on. Hell no. Tell her no, no, no. Talk about you. All you gotta do is let them talk much and defeat.
That's what they gonna do, y'all.
Cause all you gotta do is get down on your knees.
Tell the Lord about it.
You tell God about it.
God, and I guarantee you he will never leave you alone.
Yeah.
All you got to do is tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil, leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
Tell the no, no, no.
Come on, come on.
Hell to the no. Tell the no, no, no.
Come on. Hell no, no. Tell the no, no. Tell the no.
God rest your soul, Bishop Bovico. There was another one I liked. I know we got to get to the thing about Trump. I'm so sick of him, but it's in the news. Who is that woman? I can't remember the woman. She had her own cooking show in her kitchen. She was a funny, funny woman. She died, too. I can't remember her. God, I can't remember her. She was funny, too. Yeah, she had a cooking show, and it was Aunt something, Aunt, wait, I don't, why do I think Aunt McBee or something? Let me see if I can put it in here and see if it comes up. Aunt, nope. The only thing that comes up after that is Jemima. Is it, I don't remember her name. Anyway, she was funny. All right, here we go. Let's get back to Trumper. So De Niro had that. De Niro said, fuck him. Fuck him. Guy's a maniac. That's Robin De Niro. And let's get rid of Trump. I got to do the news. Here's Donald Trump. If you're interested in Donald Trump, I have to write it. So, it was Christmas. It was Christmas. Everybody's doing great shares. Everybody's wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. Not Donald Trump. Headline. Trump unleashes unhinged Christmas tirade on social, on Truth Social. Donald Trump is not for the holiday spirit, it seems. He spent part of the Christmas Day, by the way, airing a litany of grievances on his social media platform, Truth Social, singling out targets from President Joe Biden to federal law enforcement agencies to electric cars. And he typed in caps because, he can't see or anything. And here's what he said. 2024 will go down as a year of great and fully coordinated illegal elections interference by crooked Joe Biden. Joe Biden had nothing to do with the election interference. He was also running, by the way. And I cannot respect, and I'll say it right now, anybody who buys into Trump's bullshit, to me, they're clowns, and I can't take them seriously, and I laugh at them. They'll talk about their shit, but I will laugh at them. I hear that every time I hear a Trump supporter come in, because it's like clowns. So Trump is blaming Joe Biden for election interference. Like, Joe Biden cooked the books all across America. And he interfered with the elections. Not like he put fake electors in there like Trump did. Not like he did that. Not like he tried to do a coup. Not like he did that. Not like he tried to tell the vice president to don't certify those votes. He didn't do that. So what did Biden do? It goes, and then Trump says, the worst and most corrupt president in the history of the United States, the DOJ, FBI, AG, and DA throughout the country, and some Jehovah's Witnesses, too. He didn't say that. I was just thinking if you guys were listening.
Sorry, you got me when I was drinking coffee.
So Trump goes on, it's hard to have a truly great Christmas when you have a crooked and incompetent president who wants to put his political opponent in jail. And you break it up.
He wasn't listening to himself too good at the end.
I know, right? I know. And who has been working hard for a change, illegally using all the levers of law enforcement to do so. He wrote in another letter, like, didn't he use Bill Barr to do his work, who was an attorney? Forget it. To state what should be the obvious, holding Trump accountable for possible crimes isn't election interference. And any suggestions that Biden is pulling prosecutors' strings, whether on the federal or state level, is entirely baseless. In another Christmas missive, Trump attacked special counsel Jack Smith and listed a range of objections against, among other things, inflation, the woke military. Now the military is woke? The woke military. He's trying to hit every fucking buzzword. You get it, and Trump is doing a good job because I'm going to start doing it. For no reason at all, he will hit the triggers. Now we got woke. He had to put woke in there, so he says woke military and all the electric car lunacy. Trump says for his Christmas greeting, may they rot in hell, he added. Again, Merry Christmas. May they rot in hell. Merry Christmas. That's what Trump said.
What a guy.
What a guy. Would you like to have that dude over for dinner? Just one.
Hell
just
no.
One dinner.
No.
Still with so many legal troubles.
I don't want to see his face.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't either. I think Canada doesn't like Trump. I think he doesn't. They don't like Trump. Still with so many legal troubles on the plate, he is forging on with an ugly reelection campaign. Trump has amped up his racist and anti-immigration rhetoric, vowed to weaponize the Justice Department against his perceived political enemies, and signaled to his plans to expand executive authority to follow through on his threats if he wins in 2024. You know, but what is really shocking, okay, goodbye, Trump, but what's really shocking is our border, man. Our border is a mess. I was just looking at the news. How many migrants? And you would not believe it. And, how many migrants entered the U.S. this year? These are the numbers. These are the numbers. How many migrants you think? How many migrants crossed the border in 2023? You know, I'll just say it. More than 2.8 million migrants have had encounters with authorities. So 2.8 million are crossing our border. Compared to 2.7. So another million have joined. They're right now, as we're speaking, there's a caravan of over, I forgot what it is. Is it 10,000? That are marching to our borders right now. Right now as I speak. I'm as liberal as it could be. I guess you'd call me a conservative liberal, but 2.8 million people as I speak marching to our borders. That will determine the election. If they keep that in the news, Biden will lose. If they keep that in the news, I guarantee you he will. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. With migrants in need, they fled to the United States. They need housing. You know what they did? You would not believe what they did, Pat. I think it was in Chicago that they rented out some old hotel rooms to house the migrants there.
Uh-huh.
So they're living in a hotel. Wow. About 2.2 million people were apprehended at the U.S. border through August. They already exceeded last year's total by now. There's no doubt that the encounters probably beat 2022 sometime during the middle of the month. What are we going to do with the migrants? The latest number come as Americans are getting frustrated with migrants arriving in their neighborhoods. With limited shelters, assistance options, many said that they want the federal government and local officials to do more to provide help to those in need and find a better solution. I already have a solution. Build an encampment. Build a camp for them. Build a camp. You know, me and my girlfriend, we came from Arizona, California, and there's so much land here. Build housing, tents, put them in the desert. They love the desert. Build housing for them. And while they're there, you vaccinate them, you do this, start little schools there, whatever, and then do little labor jobs. That's, if I was running for president, that's what I would do. That's what I would do.
Oh my.
2 million. I don't know what to do. I mean, you can't stop them. You can't really stop them. They're on the march.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna say that.
Okay.
We deal with it so much different in Canada.
What do you do?
You know, we say hello and I shake their hand, and let them in. You know, for the most part.
That's it. You guys don't mind them coming to Canada? You personally?
No, we don't. Because demographics aren't that good, and you know, the people aren't having kids like they used to. You kind of need some kind of input, you know what I mean?
Well, you're a better woman than I am.
Well, they are really hard workers, these people, not like the basic North American loser, you know.
Oh, here's Melissa. Hold on. Good morning, Melissa. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hey.
I'm fine. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, I was eating.
Oh.
Okay.
What are you eating? Wait, let's guess what Melissa's eating. Wait,
oh,
stop.
God.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Pat? We play a game when somebody comes on and they're eating. We have to guess what they're eating. I say there's some potatoes in there, like hash browns or potatoes, Melissa.
You're very close.
Wow. Okay, Pat, guess what Melissa's eating.
I can't. You've taken it to a different direction than I would have. So she said you're right.
You took it to a different direction. You just messed up my game. Okay. I say, she doesn't seem like a bacon person. I don't think, Melissa doesn't seem like a bacon person,
bacon.
Does she?
You
like
bacon?
I didn't know you were a bacon person.
Love
okay,
it.
Then there's some bacon involved?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, Jesus, you baited me. I love bacon. No. All right. Let's see, what time is it? 9. Okay, it's lunchtime where she is, so she's not eating breakfast because it's lunchtime. I'm thinking more or less is soup. Soup.
No.
Really? A sandwich of some sort?
No.
Huh. Mm-hmm. She's throwing me for a loop here. I have no idea. It's around a half. It's around lunchtime where she is. I give up. What are you cooking? What are you eating?
Well, they're leftover, like cheese potatoes.
Oh,
you know,
ooh, those are good.
So
I never had a cheese, but what is a cheese potato? I never had a cheese potato. Is it just
potato
with cheese on, shredded on top?
Cut them off. Yeah, you cut them off, and then you make a cheese sauce, and then you bake them. So kind of like an au gratin or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, nice.
That's
really
a cheese
good.
Potato? Oh, okay,
well,
I never knew.
Good.
I never knew there was such a thing.
Oh,
I have to ask Cindy if she knows how to make cheese potato.
They're really good.
There was
with
a
ham.
Really? Because we have ham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. We have a neighbor. She just made, I don't know if you ever heard, I never heard of this. She made dumplings. And what she did in her dumplings, she put in beef rib meat inside the dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard such a thing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never heard such a thing. And they were big dumplings, and she put, you know, spare rib meat in it. And then she has one
that
which is a vegetarian dumpling. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
yeah, and one was the vegetarian with the cream cheese and all of the cheese, and it sounded very interesting. I have never heard of anything like that.
Sounds good.
I know, Melissa. Are you fed up with this border talk?
Yep.
I mean, come on. What are you gonna do? Are you pro? I mean, do you think we should close our borders or keep it open? 2.8 million people have crossed that border this year. 2.8 million. And right now,
because like Pat said, we need people to work.
Right,
we have a big problem with that. We have a huge problem.
Right. Yeah, we do. We do.
So.
Well,
I don't know. I think they need to vet them a little better when they come here. But, yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about California with the DACA people? DACAs are the kids that are here in the United States, and that the law enforcement are now putting them as police officers. They're allowed to carry the gun, make arrests of citizens, but they're not citizens yet. But then they have to leave the guns there and go home. What do you think of that program?
I think it's crazy, but it's always about guns in this country, isn't it? It's always about guns.
It is about guns. Well, that's how this country was built, on the Wild Wild West, kiddo.
Yeah, but the Wild West didn't make this country. We evolved into the West, but I don't know. People are crazy.
They are. Well, you know, when you come to California, I'm going to tell you something. We got a lawless state here in California, and I don't say that loosely. I really don't. Let me give you an idea of what happened. We have this guy called Garzón. I guess I'm pronouncing his name right. He's an attorney general here in California. He does not want people in jail. He wants them out of jail. He doesn't want to, if anybody comes to jail, he gets pissed off. So here's the thing, the latest thing he did. I'm paraphrasing it. So this guy, he was a police officer. He's doing his duty, minding his own, he was doing his duty. And he was engaged to this lovely woman. And she was pregnant. You already know what's going to happen. So this motherfucker goes up to the cop and blows his fucking brains out in the police car. Spattered his brains all in the police car.
No.
They caught him. They caught him.
Mm-hmm.
So Garzón, who is the Attorney General, I guess, of California, he gets up there and has a press conference. The widow's crying. The guy's brains, he's a cop. Yeah. And Garzón said, you know what? This crime should get the death penalty. Everybody go, yay. But I'm going to try hard not to let that happen. What? Yeah, I don't want him to have the death penalty. I want his life spared so he can spend the rest of his life in prison. And the people going, what? This guy does not want to put people in prison. There's a lot of other stuff. He let a lot of felons out of jail. Because jails were too crowded, he upped the amount of a felony so they don't go to jail. It's just the stuff that he has done and let criminals out because of overcrowding in jails is just unbelievable. But keep the guy in jail for the rest of his life. Let the taxpayers pay for his meals and everything. And okay, don't kill him. And let's be fair. How many people really do die? If you are subject to a gas chamber, it'll take me like 20 years before you even, they electrocute your ass.
Yeah.
This system is California. I'm going to tell you something. California is the Wild Wild West, and don't let anybody else say anything different. It's the Wild Wild West. I mean, any given day, you can go into a store and then be mobbed by 50 people ransacking that store, running out, and the clerks are just looking at them, going, "I'm shocked. I don't even know what to do." And you're to any given moment, you can go to a McDonald's or a Starbucks and you see a guy robbing somebody. And this is an instance here. Guy goes into 7-Eleven, going to rob the 7-Eleven. Here's how it goes. Ding, ding. Robber comes in. Ding, ding. 7-Eleven guy. Ooh, would you like a Slurpee? Let's just say he talks like that. I just lost the Slurpee audience. Fuck you, Brian. Fuck you. You're not my friend. Guy goes in, robs a 7-Eleven. The clerk sees it. Guy turns his back. The clerk jumps on him, beats him up, holds him for the police. Police comes, arrest the guy. And what's remarkable about that, he didn't even mess up his turban. Turban was just as neat as possible. That's right.
Wow.
Now police comes. I am not. The man was wearing a turban. He was wearing a turban. There are people wearing turbans.
Did it have a jewel on it?
Now you're being racist. Yeah. It had a jewel on it, and inside the turban it says "Made by Alibaba." Are you happy now?
Alibaba.
Don't listen. Takes me on that joyride every time. Let him hang himself.
You go willingly every
time. I know. It works every time.
Mm-hmm.
Cops come. They arrest the guy. Guess what happens to the clerk, who is such a hero? He gets fired.
Oh.
They fired his ass, and this is the only job he had. It was supporting his family and everything, and they fired his ass. And because they have a policy at 7-Eleven, you do not interfere with a, you know, basically a burglary. If somebody holds you up, you give them the money, go. And they fired him. Yeah.
I think.
That's it. Right. Yeah, but the criminals know that. And they're taking advantage of it. They're taking advantage of it. There's a lot of things trending on my Twitter, and I don't know what they are.
In California, you know what the reason is?
Mm.
It's those Kardashians. I hate them.
Do you really? Why?
I hate them. Mm-hmm.
Why do you hate them? Are they from California? Are they from California or New York? I know they're from California with the OJ thing, but I think
they live in Calabasas. They live in Calabasas.
Oh, they still live there?
Uh-huh, the mother does anyway.
Have you ever been to Calabasas?
No, but I'd like to.
Okay, let me describe Calabasas. You know how I described, what's that other place that you're interested in, where all the, you know, the porn stars live and everything. I forget what it was. Laurel Canyon. You know how I describe Laurel Canyon? Okay, Laurel Canyon is what it is. It looks like it's a canyon and there's houses and everything. Calabasas is like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's a beautiful area, but you can do without it. But a lot of people live in Calabasas. It's an upscale neighborhood. That's all it is. It's an upscale neighborhood.
There were the Menendez brothers' parents. They killed. Remember the ones that killed their parents?
Yeah. They live there?
Mm-hmm.
They live there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a killing field, Calabasas, where they're rich and they're famous. Yeah, it's a nice area. I mean, you go through within 5 minutes. You're entering Calabasas. You go, what? By the time you read the sign, it says, thank you for, you are now leaving Calabasas. What? What happened? But it's where a lot of people live. It's not, no big deal. No big deal. Well, you know, sometimes I listen to you folks.
Really?
So I just looked at my Twitter. Yes, I do. I looked at my Twitter mail, and here's what it says. Here's a person I don't know, and she says, honey, where are you from?
Oh, God.
I think she wants to meet me. She goes, I'm from Korea. Nice to meet you. Where are you from? How old are you? Where are you from? How old are you? Where are you from? How old are you? These are texts all the way. Honey, where are you from? How old are you? I love you long time. You got a minute. Korea.
Mm.
Pastor John Jr. sent me a message. And he says, I'm justing this message. Okay. There's another girl sent me another message. Hi, Brian. It's Mary Lou. I'm so horny all the time, and I really wish to chill with me. Call me. I beg. Be fast. I am waiting. How's that, Pat? Wow, these are fans.
Really?
This is Gracie. I know. Look at this. Look how popular I am. How are you, Brian? I'm so blissful you followed me. I would be pleased to talk with you on my secret page for free. Oh my! I'm waiting, you prince. You call me a prince? These are fans. They love me. This girl named Rhonda. She says, "I am so glad you followed me. I would be euphoric to chit-chat with you on my private webpage. I'm anticipating for you, darling. Let me look at her. She's been waiting a long time. I'm going to a webpage. I love the intimate connection that we both share, and there's videos and photos and hook me up and hook up with me, you dirty, dirty, naughty bitch. That's pie full of STDs. Get off my page before I fumigate you." Here's another fan.
Wow.
From the same people from Google. Oh, here's Jane. Jane, did she finally say, I miss Jane. Jane, I said miss you, but James says she hasn't answered. All right, is there anybody else? Oh, Jeannie seems like a nice girl. How are you, Brian? I'm so overjoyed you add my profile. My pussy is waiting for you to talk to it and touch it. I'm waiting for you, baby. That is nice that they offer themselves to me. That is really nice.
She wanted you to talk to it?
Really? Yes, she wants me to talk to her. Hello, Puss Puss. Hello, Brian.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, that'll be $500. What?
You're the only one that would fall for that.
I know.
I hope Pastor Don.
What? Huh?
I hope Pastor Don doesn't fall for that.
Oh, Pastor Don is probably owns them.
He probably does.
Pastor
Don runs the program of the box.
He runs the program. Hey, Brian, I got some people on. I'm bringing them in and we think. Hi, remember me, Brian? Who? Remember you talked to my puss? Oh, how's she doing?
Give me $20.
Give me $20. It'll be $20 to you. Okay.
One of my women.
Yeah, really. I have a friend. You want to talk to her ass? Sure, why not?
That'll be $40.
Happy 40.
Watch him call in. Don't you talk about me that way, bitch.
I know.
I know he would.
I have one time had
bitch.
Exactly. Have you ever got the wrong number and they talked dirty to you back in the day?
No.
I've had that one time happen. Back in the day, before we had the number come up on your phone and everything, it would be a wrong number. And they go, hi. I go, hi. Oh, is this Mark? No, this Mark, no. You got the wrong number. Oh, you sound so nice. Well, yeah, so do you. I met Mark, and then you get the story. And we're supposed to go, okay. I go, well, I got to go. I'm not Mark, whatever. Okay, do you want to get together? I'm 35. How old are you? I'm 9. So are you free Friday? No, I got to go. Bye. Oh my God. People are crazy when they're on drugs. Cocaine's a powerful drug. They don't care. They don't care. All right, so how many times did we do this? We talked about the border crossing. That's done. Michigan rejects Donald Trump. We didn't talk about that. I thought we were done with him. I really thought we were done, but I got to do it. You guys know the story about Colorado trying to take Trump off the preliminary ballot. Well, apparently Michigan, somebody said the same thing in Michigan, and Michigan says, no, we're not going to mess with that bullshit. No, we're not. The Michigan High Court upheld a Michigan Court of Appeals ruling earlier this month that rejects an earlier appeal filed by the watchdog group Free Speech for People on behalf of a group of Michigan voters. The group has sought to remove Trump from the ballot based on his activities surrounding the Capitol riots on January 6th. Do I really need to read it?
No.
You got the gist of it. You know, I'm going to tell you something. At one time, I was an athlete. At one time. And when I competed, I wanted to compete with the best. I was always disappointed that if I ran track or if I played football, that the star of those sports were gone, and I had to compete with the second string. And it was no victory for me to beat the second string. It was no victory for me. It's like saying, okay, Brian, you didn't get the date of the beauty queen, but you got her cousin, Becky, you know, who won the pig feet contest of the year. Here you go. Good. No, I want it. The beauty queen. I don't want Becky. So long and short of this, am I for Donald Trump being off the ballot? I'm going to say no. I hate the bastard.
Why?
I don't like the bastard. I'm not. I want him to run. I want them to beat him. I want the people. It's more important for me to see the people voting. That where is America going, and the possibility of this guy winning. And I also want the Democrats, because the Democrats are right now saying, let it be, let us go on, let's ignore him. And Biden's losing in the polls because of that. He's not even working hard yet. We'll wait till 3 weeks later, and then we'll work hard. Shut up, fuck you. The Democrats are getting a little bit too confident here that they're going to win. And I don't like that. This happened before with Hillary. So if you're going to beat the best, lead the motherfucker on. Beat the best. You know what? I mean, he's not our best. I mean, he's a scourge of it. He's a shit stain on somebody's drawers. But shit stain is running, and we can't help it because shit people are voting for shit stain Trump. So if that's their champion, fine. Let's beat your champion. Our champion beats their champion. That's what it's about. So do you know the damage that it would cause if we removed him? Do you really know the damage it would cause America for the rest of his life? Because the people are going to go, because I can hear it now, well, if you guys didn't remove Trump, Trump would have beat him. Trump would have beat him. Trump would have beat for 12 years you're here, and you guys, you Democrats, were so scared because Trump would have beat you. That would make him a martyr. That would make him somebody to be feared.
Yep.
That would make him. I'm sorry. Yes, Melissa?
They'd say, oh,
was
you were so afraid of him that you took him off the ballot. That's
yes.
What they'd do, uh-huh.
Yes. It,
mm-hmm.
Constantly, and would be there forever, and he would be a martyr. Forever. He would be a
run.
Right. Let the bitch,
mm-hmm.
I agree with you. He would be a hero and he would be a god if they took
mm-hmm.
him off the ballot. You wouldn't even let him run. You're so afraid of him. This guy is 80 years old and he's a wacko. Let the bitch run. I agree with Melissa. Let the bitch run. Run, bitch, run.
Yep.
Okay. Absolutely. They should have a Donald Trump kid book. All right, little Billy, what'd you like to read? Can you read me Run, Bitch, Run? I sure can. Here's a book about little Donnie Trump. Run, bitch, run. That's what he should do. Drill, baby, drill. Run, bitch, run. I like that, Melissa. I really do. I really do. Run, bitch. I like that. Wow. Wow.
Yep. Let them do it.
Run.
Let
it run.
They'll be so happy.
Yes. The worst thing you could do is take that man off that ballot. I'm being honest with you.
Yep.
When
they
we come back.
They will bitch and piss and moan forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let him run. Get rid of him. Because here's the reality here. Here's reality. He'll only be president for 2 years. The third year, the people are going to be campaigning for another 4 years. Whoever's going to be campaigning for 2028 will start campaigning in his third year. The fourth year, he's going to be a lame duck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing's going to get done. Campaigning will be going on. And he's not going to get anything through, especially Donald Trump. And if you Democrats are smart, let the bitch run. And make sure you get the House, you get the Congress, and you get the Senate. That way the bitch can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. He can't get nothing done. That's how you stop the bitch. Just say let the bitch run and just campaign for the down ballot of who's in Congress and the Senate. And that you can stop the bitch. Burn, bitch, burn.
He is a bitch. I like his crazy
Barron.
Message. Go to hell.
I know. Go to hell. Fuck you all. Merry
He's
Christmas.
He's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barron made the news again. What the Jesus? How tall is this motherfucker? Look at Barron. What is he, 6 foot, Melissa?
No.
Oh, my God.
Five.
Mm. He's 17 years old now.
Yeah. You know,
and
though, there's something wrong. He walks really strangely.
Does he really?
It's like he's got some giant syndrome. You know what I mean? He walks weird. It's strange.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's a miserable-looking kid.
He does look depressed a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, you got a father like... Like Trump, you think Trump is paying any attention to his kids at all?
No.
Eric Jr. and everything?
No. Uh-uh.
Can you imagine? If you ever look at the pictures of Trump and Melania, Melania is always walking ahead of him, and Barron's always on the other side of Melania, away from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's 17 now. I don't know if he would be a catch. He doesn't say much.
No catch.
Munchausen is in the news.
Who?
Munchausen by proxy is unique
That's
to females.
I know why.
Yes, it is.
I know why they're bringing it up, because that gypsy Rose is getting out of prison. And her mother has Munchausen by proxy. And, she and her boyfriend murdered the mother.
Wow.
That's why.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. Well, here's Laura Robinson for 30 seconds talking about Munchausen. Very good, Melissa. I'm very impressed. Very good. Here we go.
But let's talk about how it impacts us personally. Again, when I first started writing testimony 2 years ago, I shared that my greatest fear for my two transgender children as a parent is the risk of suicide. We've heard about that a lot tonight, and it's real. It's not hypothetical. Since I first wrote those words, it went from being a fear to being a reality. Both of my children have attempted suicide. I have so much more passion I could share with you, but I will stop there. We could stop the conversation there, but let's talk about how it impacts us personally. Again, when I first started writing...
Okay. Well, it says here, I don't know what's going on with this bitch. Her name is Laura Robertson, and it says here, they're talking about her. Apparently, she has transgender children. How do you have transgender children? Let's think about that for a minute. Children, the odds of some kids being transgender are very low, but you're going to have kids who are transgender? Kids who are transgender, just get that in your head. Yeah. So it says here, I'm not trying to be rude with this, but have you considered that your transgender children attempted suicide to escape their abusive Munchausen-stricken mother who wants to put them on a lifelong prescription of drugs and hormones? Yeah. you know, I'm going to tell you something. I think transgender children are trans. I think anybody who has a transgender kid, they should be taken away from that home, and the mother and the father should be locked up for child abuse. I'm being honest with you. Anybody who has some transgender children who are transgender, giving them steroids, castrating the children to turn them into a different race, giving them putting a child through multiple counseling sessions and mutilating their body before the age of 18, the doctor should be arrested. The doctor should be thrown in jail. I think now when you want to be 18, fine. Do what you want to do. But when you have these parents who are champion transgender children, there is a problem going on here. Here's another person. His name is Johnny Bell. Sabir Mahazan, Mahazan, I just said it. Oh, my God.
Munchausen.
Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Every single one of these women have it, and they're abusing their children for attention. It's disgusting. Okay. To put a mental disease on order of transgender children and saying that all parents have Munchausen disease syndrome because they encourage their kids to be transgender, according, it's ridiculous. This is where it goes ridiculous. I don't think they all have Munchausen disease because they're encouraging it, but they should be arrested. I don't think they're mentally ill. We want to say that, you know, when you're not in the cog of society, you're crazy. If you don't go with the machine, you're crazy. If you think out of the machine, you're nuts. And people will say it. They'll say it before they talk. You may think I'm crazy, but you may think I'm nuts, but they'll announce it before. Because they don't fit in the machine. The word cunty is coming back into play, and it's really funny. My girlfriend is playing this online game, and two of her favorite people's name is cunty. Cunty. I have never heard that word. I heard cunt, but I guess what women are going to do is make it cute now. Cunt sounds so wrong, so stupid, so vulgar.
You say, oh,
what's that?
She's acting cunt. People have always said that. She's acting cunty today. Yeah, cunty.
Really,
she's being cunty today. Mm-hmm.
I never heard that before. I'd never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
Neither have I.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's coming back like
being
crazy.
Cunty. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Being cunty.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Sure.
Tommy Smothers. Why is he in the news?
He's alive.
Oh, he died.
Whoa.
Oh, is that why he's in the news?
Yeah, he's dead at 86. Tommy Smothers, dead at 86. I didn't hear anything about that. Let me see here. Tommy Smothers, really? Well, he didn't. When you put in Tommy, it doesn't come up. Okay. Let's see what happened here. Tommy Smothers, who co-starred in Legendary Smother Brother Hour, dies at 86.
Wow.
What did he die of? Everyone want to take a guess what he died of?
No, I can't hear.
Come on. One guess, everybody. Let's say it all together. One, two, three. Hey. Cancer.
Yeah.
Really?
One,
again?
Two, three. Cancer. You know what? I look, and every time, when somebody dies, and it's like one out of three times, it's going to be cancer. Tommy Smothers, one half of the iconic comedy duo, this Mother Brothers has died. He was 86.
Well,
the three-time Emmy Award winner died Tuesday following a recent battle with cancer. His family said in a statement released Wednesday by the National Comedy Center. His younger brother, Dick Smothers, who co-starred with him, said that Tom was at home with his family when he died. Tom was not only the loving brother that everyone would want in their life. He was one of a kind, creative partner, Dick Smothers said in the statement. I am forever grateful to have spent a lifetime together with him on and off stage for over 60 years. Our relationship was like a good marriage. The longer we were together, the more we loved and respected one another. We truly were blessed. Smothers is survived by their children, Bo and Riley. Rose Smothers, grandson, died of cancer. Cancer. It's a bitch. It's a bitch.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Tommy Smothers. Rest in peace, buddy. Rest in peace. When we come back, speaking of cancer, when we come back, we're going to look a little bit more in depth. It's not going to be a downer. I promise you it won't be a downer. I promise you. I promise you. It's just information. That's all it is. It's just information. Cancer. Cancer. Okay. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Come on.
Don't want to talk about it? You don't want to talk
about
it?
We're enjoying this holiday season. Come on. Christ,
happy holidays.
Cancer.
Okay, this is going to be a cancer Christmas. Well,
no, it's not.
Yes, it's in the song. On the 12th day of Christmas, my doctor said to me, you got prostate cancer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've got the right one.
Okay. No, Melissa, is it too much of a downer, though? Seriously, sweetheart?
It is.
Seriously?
It is. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. When we come back, we won't do the cancer thing. We won't do it.
Okay.
It is the holiday. How many people, we're going to change it from that, how many people will get diabetic after the holidays, after eating all the food? On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a big fat ass and a partridge and a pear tree. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about horror movies. Melissa's throwing me off. I have to, what do you call it? Okay, let's make something up. Canada Dry. What's going on with Canada? Oh, you know what?
Dry ginger ale. I love it.
Do you really?
Huh?
Well, they got a new Canada Dry. You would not believe this. It's from Seagram's Ginger Ale.
Yeah.
Let's settle this once and for all before New Year's rolls in. Canada Dry is the only correct answer.
What?
I guess Schweppes. And there's a Seagram's.
Yeah.
There's a Seagram's ginger ale out right now, right before New Year's. What do you think?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? The ginger ale,
like
Canada Dry.
Canada Dry only.
Canada Dry, really?
The stuff is too bubbly, too fizzy, not enough ginger flavor. I'm a ginger ale connoisseur.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I think of Canada Dry, I think of John putting his hand down Pat's panties.
What?
Give me the paper.
You know what? She didn't even hear you. Thank God.
I know she didn't. Yeah, and I don't have the balls to say it. I don't have the balls.
No.
Bad hammer.
No, that was terrible.
Bad hammer. It was horrible. No. What a beast
that was
I am.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard you say.
I'll stick around. I got some more. Still a early show.
Oh, God. She's talking away, and she doesn't want to hear that.
I will not repeat it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You hit the You have become a deplorable.
I am a deplorable person. Should we go back to cancer?
Should we go back to cancer?
All right. When we come back, I'd like to give information on this show. You would not believe, what do you call those items that are recalled? You would not believe the items that are recently recalled. Did you guys know that they're recalling applesauce and it's making kids sick and some are dying? Did you guys know that?
No.
There is There is a lot of hey, Pat, should I, Melissa, should I say the joke to Pat so she can hate me too? So she can hate me? Pat, we're talking about Canada Dry, another ginger ale kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what reminds me of Canada Dry is when John puts his hand down Pat's panties.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you. And now Pat will read my future with her tarot cards. You're going to die, motherfucker.
Yep, that's about it.
Oh, I know. Can you read my cards now? I know. Oh, God. I say it with love, Pat, you know. Maybe later. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to send my demons to you. Zeus, let's bring up Satan. Go forth.
Oh,
go to the hammer house.
I have a request. I don't think I've ever done that.
16.9 million people died. Or
no, get it. Just stop with the fucking cancer.
Okay, what? Oh, my
would
God.
Would you give me a reading, please?
Me?
Yes, you. Yeah.
You want a reading? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Now be quiet, sure. Cancer boy.
What if
well,
you, did you call me Cancer Boy? Did Melissa said, be quiet, Cancer Boy? My God. You should be ashamed of yourself. Shut up, Cancer Boy. I don't want to see another St. Jude commercial in my life, you little ball-headed bastards.
Oh, my God. I heard Marlo Thomas the other day. You know, her father was it. Did they start
right.
St. Jude?
Did yeah,
you
they did.
Hear her damn voice?
I did. I noticed it. How old is she? I noticed it. She looks
yeah.
decent, but that voice,
yeah.
man.
It's horrible.
How old is Marlo Thomas?
Raspy voice. Yeah.
Marlo
Thomas,
yeah.
86 years old.
She's 86.
Wow.
She's 86. Yeah, that voice is just wow.
I heard her the other day.
It is. I mean, she looks good, but her
mm-hmm.
voice, but she doesn't match her voice. I noticed that the other day, Melissa. I'm going, what
yeah.
is going on with her voice?
It's a great organization. It really is. It's always.
Oh my
been,
God! It is. You don't.
Yeah.
You would not yeah. believe this bastard. And I'll tell you about it. You would not believe. There's always now. Let me tell you about St. Jude's. We're not going to get into cancer, but I want to get into this story.
Uh-huh.
They have Danny Thomas was I guess he was a comedian, and so I don't know if he died of cancer or whatever. But anyway, they started this foundation, St. Jude, and when you go
mm-hmm.
to St. Jude, these are for kids who are born with cancer.
For
and they never have. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or develop
and
cancer.
They or
as
develop
children.
Cancer. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
the children. And it's a place where they go, and they will never receive a bill. They will take care of these
right.
kids and give them the best treatments ever, and they will not
yeah.
even bill you.
Yeah.
They will house the kids. They will house the parents,
the
and
family.
They will feed the kids.
Yeah.
They will treat them,
yeah.
and they will not send you a bill.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're thinking, this is St. Jude's Hospital, for cancer,
okay.
as a children hospital for cancer. And so you think you're saints, right? And there's one motherfucker, man, it made me so angry. You can't complain about this, right? So this one motherfucker gets pissed off, and this is what he gets pissed off about. He's saying, oh, St. Jude is not the best in the world. You guys have been fooled. And I'm reading this article. I don't have it in front of me. I'll try to pull it up in the break. So I'm reading this about St. Jude, right? And this is his complaint. Well, they said you won't receive a bill. Yeah, I'm reading his complaint. But he didn't. But what he was upset was they could only house one parent. They will not house both. Now, this guy quit his job. To be with the kid who's getting cancer treatment.
Yeah.
And they drove like 100 miles to a St. Jude hospital. But he was complaining. He thought, I thought both parents will be able to be housed, but it was they will only take one.
Yeah.
Then he was complaining that he had to pay for parking.
Yeah.
Do you know how? Yeah, this is his complaint. Do you know how expensive it is to get treatment and what it is? If anybody, well, you know, you know, if anybody, forget cancer, anybody goes to a hospital and you get treated for something, look at that bill. Just take a look at that bill. And if you're getting treated for cancer because it's a special treatment that you need, triple that bill.
Yeah.
Triple that bill. And so, and you're seeing it, and it's not just one time. You're seeing them for whatever. And this motherfucker is complaining that they don't pay for parking and he was not housed. That was his complaint to St. Jude's. That was his complaint.
What a bitch.
That was it. That was
Meanwhile,
your kid. Exactly. Meanwhile, your kid is getting free treatment, getting housed, getting with the best specialist in the world, and you're complaining that they only house one of the parents, which they house the mother, and that you have to sleep in your car.
He
That's his complaint.
And work, that bitch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That was his complaint. All right, kids. So we're going to come, when we come back, Melissa's going to get her cards read by the great and fabulous Pat, because I'm going to get some coffee and I'm going to hear it. Pat is a well-known psychic, and she's going to read Melissa. And I vow that Pat's my only psychic. I only trust her. Ever since I've been having Pat as a psychic, I know what's going to happen to me if it's bad things, so I don't do it. So I'm a good boy. That's why I got gifts. Pat will say, don't do that. I go, okay. I see it in the cards. Brian, don't do that. Okay, I won't do it, Pat. And guess what? I did not do it, and I got rewarded. That's what
I do.
Yes. So if you want to come into the studio, I'm going to, Pat is my psychic slave on the black market. the number is 319-527-6099. I only have Pat for a little bit and have to return her back to the dark web. So the number is 319-527-6099. Come on in and beg Pat to give you a reading. The great Melissa, the great Pat will be right back. Melissa's getting read, and I will play a nice song for you.
Oh, my God.
What? Melissa?
He said some crazy stuff today, Pat.
What did I do? I'm a crazy fuck. That's a crazy. They said, do you listen to Brian? He's a crazy fuck. Okay, here is. I'm going to play this nice up-tempo Christmas song for you, and we'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
This song. Oh, I die with this. It's my Christmas song. That is so up-tempo. Yeah.
Desperado.
Why don't you come to you? Okay, that's too sad. That's too sad.
What the fuck? What?
I love that song.
Person. Crazy.
You're the only person in the world to go, what the fuck? Desperado. Why don't you just kill yourself?
Oh, my God.
All right. We will be back with a nice song. You guys are past Christmas, right? No more Christmas songs? Is that it? No more Christmas songs? One last Christmas song, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
bum. Yes. Me and my bum. Mm-hmm, All right, we're back with me.
That was a good song. Good choice.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I have 311s in this studio. We go to the rules here. Here we go. I'm not going to go through you. If you want to talk, you have to raise your hand by pressing one on your dial.
Come on in, Solution.
I know, right?
Do you really? A friend of mine overheard him saying that I was on Blog Talk all the time at different shows.
Wow.
And that's absolutely not true.
Mm.
So I just wanted to ask him that, where he got that idea from.
Okay. If he raises his hand, we'll
Come
go
on,
right
Solution.
To him.
Let's go.
Do you really want to open up that wormhole?
I will.
Let's not poke the bear. Okay, we will.
Poke the bear.
Poke the bear. All right, here we go. Melissa's getting her future.
I've
her
poking
the bear.
Years.
Poking the bear. I know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just want to tell. I just want to tell you, ladies out there.
Yeah.
The rose. The rose. Let me
tell
you.
Oh, come
something.
On. You did this shit last night.
No, I did not. All I did was talk to you about it, and then you never talked to me again. All right, I'm out of here. I'm just saying. I'm saying it right on the air right now. I'm saying it really seriously. The rose.
Oh, my God. That's,
And what is the rose? The rose is a vibrator for women. It is selling off the charts, off the shelves right now. Some places are sold out, believe it or not. Good reviews, excellent reviews. The rose. The rose.
Don't wind them up, Pat. This is... This started last night with the rose.
The rose.
Did it?
And Pat, here's the imitation of the rose. It starts like a motorboat. She loves the rose, the motorboat.
I guess it's so noisy.
I know. Oh, it is noisy.
Crazy.
The rose.
Okay.
All right.
How do you know it's noisy?
Yes, Melissa. How do you know it's noisy?
I just
said
that. Oh, no.
Yeah, but you.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
There's nothing.
It's
you know, that could be.
Whisper quiet.
That could.
So don't worry about that.
The rose is very, that could be really embarrassing. Like you hear the other room going, Mom, what are you doing in there? Shut up. Get away from the door. I know. It's like, wow. Mother. Do they? That's
so
why they have to make it quiet, right?
Or not?
Yes, you are. You are. You are.
I am.
You ready?
Okay.
I got to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen. This reading is sponsored by The Rose for your pleasure,
enjoyment. Yeah.
Yes, for your enjoyment. If your clit got a hitch, connected to The Rose. And sail out to the sunset of Pleasureville. Okay. And now the reading. Thank you.
Okay.
I thought of a question in my mind. So,
I might have to do another one then. It starts out with subconsciously... you're dealing with an addition to the family, and you're good about it, but
at the same time, there seems to be some worries or some conflict about it. Could this be about the grandson that had to move away, or?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You said the one had to go live with the father.
Well, he did go live with his dad, yeah.
Okay, so I think it's reflecting a bit of that.
Okay.
You are going to have some new money coming up.
Oh,
and a
God.
Victory.
Yes.
There is a conflict, though, right now with a man, because you have different ideas right now of what you want. So there's a mild conflict. But it's nothing that, you know, can't be solved.
Mm-hmm.
There are major changes. The major change is you have to stop looking at everything so negative, because a lot of times major change is good. So even though it's scary, it's probably for the best.
Mm.
So there is something to do with destiny and your partnership. There's money through grief. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's an inheritance coming your way.
Hmm.
And it's telling you to just have patience, because you're just going to have to go through this difficult period. It's not going to be easy.
Hmm.
Okay. Sorry,
okay,
if it wasn't what you wanted to hear.
No. This last year has been probably one of the most difficult years of my life.
Well, you
no
know, a lot of people are
now
saying that.
Yeah.
But you know what happened, Melissa, is a lot of the big planets shifted. And
yeah,
they do a 30-year shift or 14-year shift.
Yeah.
Well, they all did it at once.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, it screwed up everybody. I don't know anybody that's had a good time this year.
I've never thought, you know, when the New Year's coming and everybody says, this is the worst year of my life. I can't wait for this year to be gone, blah, blah, blah. I've never even thought that before, but I have this year.
Yeah. Well, there's always a first, isn't there?
There sure is, but, you know, that's life sometimes, right?
Yeah, but I would say in spite of the worries that are coming up here in this reading, it's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just getting there, you know?
A lot of that negativity was showing up that was, it's all mental. It's not so much reality.
Yep.
It's reactive.
Yep. When you just keep getting hit, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. You know, you try to be positive. And
what sign are you?
It's been quite a year.
Yeah. What sign are you, honey?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what's wrong with
well,
me.
Well, pardon?
That's what's wrong with me. No.
Well, it's not a bad sign to be, but
yeah.
Like I said, a lot of the planets changed last year, and it threw everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. Yep.
You know,
yep.
and I don't know. We've been having sunspots and God knows what that are affecting people. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. It's been crazy. Crazy. Craziness.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And people this year haven't ceased to amaze me. You know what I mean?
In what way?
Oh, just every way. Just when you think.
You figured it out.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said this, did this, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Crazy-ass year, and then we come on here and deal with him. And Solution thinks that they have all kinds of time being, you know, time to be on fucking Blog Talk Radio all day. Really? No. Mm-mm. No. No way, Jose. No, I didn't get that.
Well, so where'd Brian go?
Okay, can you hear me? I was just reading this. Approximately 39.5% of men and women will be diagnosed with cancer at some point of their lifetime. No. But this is a very interesting stat. In 2020, an estimated 16,850 children and adolescents from 0 to 19 will be diagnosed with cancer, and 1,730 will die of the disease. Now, here's what's really interesting.
That's terrible.
Here's what it says. In Canada, nearly half of all Canadians, will develop cancer during their lifetime. That is one astonishing fact. In Canada, nearly half of all Canadians will develop cancer during their lifetime. And about one quarter of Canadians are expected to die from the disease. Pat, do you know anything about that? I want to put it in. Why are the people in Canada more susceptible to cancer? When they say nearly half of all Canadians will develop cancer during their lifetime, that is pretty high.
But then you have remember, Brian, how many immigrants we have.
But are they Canadians, though?
Constantly.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
Well,
but
they're
that
considered
is...
Canadians very shortly
yeah, that's
after
true.
They get here.
That is true. You know, and the good news is that what are the odds of dying from cancer nowadays? They develop stuff. Dying from cancer has a slightly more optimistic outlook. Men have a 21 to 34% risk of dying. That's pretty low. That fact was is astonishing. Why? I got to put in why are Canadian? Why? Well, he has a fact sheet here. Let me see. Didn't you find that interesting, Melissa? No, but that was interesting. Let me see here.
I've got the skin cancer now, so yeah, I'm one of them.
Really. And you know what's interesting? It says, you know, pancreatic cancer. They said, you know, most people who are going to get it are people who are obese. Obesity, people who are obese are 20% more likely to develop pancreatic cancer.
Huh. Wow.
Well. It's just astounding about that report about, let me see about Canada. Let me see. Hold on. And I'll get off of this. But it says, here's a fact sheet about cancer in Canada. But listen to this. Nearly half of all Canadians will develop cancer during their lifetime, and about one quarter of Canadians are expected to die from the cancer. Cancer is the leading cause of death in Canada. Cancer is the leading cause of death in Canada. Pat, are you noticing a rise of cancer in Canada, seriously, or TV advertising, whatever?
Well, I would say basically, you know, at least 10 people that have had it or are dying of it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, I did a reading for one lady, and I did her health, and I said, Jesus. I said, I don't know what's going on. I says, but it's system-wide. She says, yeah, I've got leukemia or something. And I'm like, holy shit.
You can spot that in a reading? You can spot that in a reading?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So you can spot health issues in a reading? I didn't know that you can do that. I didn't know you can do that.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Right. The way you laugh at it. But, wow. Wow. But, Pat, this is alarming. I mean, it says the leading cause of death in Canada, responsible for 30% of all deaths, followed by cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke, chronic respiratory disease, and accidents. Wow. Although the overall risk of dying from cancer is declining in Canada, the number of new cancer diagnoses and cancer deaths continue to rise. The steady increase in the number of cancer cases and deaths is primarily due to the aging and growth of the population, the phenomenon that is expected to continue over the coming decades. Wow.
We need more immigrants.
the buffer, right? All right. We're going to buffer you. We're just going to make you a citizen so our numbers go lower. Wow. Did you know that there's over 100 different types of cancer? I did not know that there's over 100. While there are more than 100 different types of cancer, the top four types, lung, breast, and prostate, and rectal cancer make up 50% of all cancers diagnosed in Canada. In Canada. Wow. Are you guys heavy smokers in Canada? Are you guys like, let's say, Armenian country that a lot of people smoke in Canada?
Yeah, I think that's, again, where you get the immigrants.
Can you smoke in a restaurant? Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
Remember those days that you could?
But
yeah.
You basically can't smoke anywhere. Like, you have to smoke outside. You have to be so many feet away from a building.
Yeah, we got the same thing. We got the same thing. It's ridiculous. Because the smoke, it's like, I laugh at it. Okay, you have to be 60. We have it here. You have to be 60 feet away from the building to smoke. Okay. I'm smoking, and then the wind blows back the other way. Well, there you go. I can't help when the wind blows back to your place, you stupid fuck. The wind is blowing back into, well, I stood 60 feet, but the wind is blowing right back into your place. Shut up.
I think I actually quit smoking.
Really? When did you quit smoking?
Yeah.
How long has it been since you had a cigarette?
About 6 months.
I did seven. You got one more month to beat me.
Well, I did the Champix pills?
The Tampax. No, I didn't do the Tampax.
Champix.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Tampax.
There's a pill for Tampax. Hello, I would like to have 3 Tampax pills, please. Get the fuck out of my store, you.
Champax, honey.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, the Champax. Stop smoking.
Well,
pills.
I had to do 2 prescriptions in a row to actually quit.
Did you really?
The first prescription didn't work.
Wow.
No.
I got them right now. I got the lozenges. These are my lozenges for quit smoking. And these are my medication to stop smoking. So I have 2 forms of medication to stop smoking. And there's one, and
is
I don't
working?
Like. Yeah, it is, you know. But I do smoke at my breaks. I gotta take a break from the smoking. Oh, time to smoke at my break. It's break time. Union rules. But
you know though, Brian, even with the weed, right? You should get a volcano because smoking weed is really hard on your lungs.
I know. I heard about
it. It really is.
Don't do that.
I saw your volcano. I saw your volcano. Melissa, I saw her volcano. It looks like
my
a teepee.
Volcano bag.
Yeah, your volcano bag. It's this huge-ass UFO water balloon bag. I'm going, what the fuck is this? That thing is about 6 feet tall, and it is huge. And I'm going, what do you do? Do you get inside of it like a teepee? What do you do? Do you vaping? And then I remember her saying that she fills it full of smoke. That I'm telling you, that thing is like 6 feet seven. It's like a baron. And you're filling that full of, and then you inhale all of it at once? Is that what you do? What do you do?
Well, you inhale it, you blow it out, you inhale it, you blow it out till you're finished, right? So, you know, it takes a couple of bags before I'm okay.
A couple of bags? My God, it's like people could live at home and the homeless people could have a family inside that volcano. It's huge. It is huge. I seen it.
It
wow.
It wasn't that big.
It was.
To the camera.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Okay, move back a little bit, John. It looks way too big. Go across the street, John. It's way too big. John, climb up that tree. Right there. Take that picture. My God, it was huge. It was huge.
But, you know, the difference is, Brian, is that the
yes.
smoke is cool. You don't have 2,000 degrees being sucked into your lungs. Which
I hear
is
you. You're right.
You know.
Well, that's what I try to do with the bong. Is a bong a little better than the joint itself? It gives you that little buffer.
It
gives you that water in there
is.
So it doesn't burn. So I try to do the bong. Going back to this so we can finish the recall, it says here, how many Canadians are newly diagnosed with cancer each year? And in 2014, approximately 137,000 people. My God. And now it's 2014. Between 1992 and 2014, the number of new cancer diagnosed has increased 59% from 86,000 to 137,000. In year 2000, risk of developing the disease is declining, though. That's good news. Number of cancer diagnosis and age standards and blah, blah, blah. How many Canadians die from cancer each year? In 2013, over 55,000 people, Canadians, have died, excluding Quebec. Excluding Quebec. Now, why are we excluding Quebec when they say that?
They're heavy smokers.
Are they very heavy
really
smokers
heavy
in Quebec?
Smokers.
Oh, the French. you might if I light up a cigarette. I blow in your face. Now go back to Vancouver, you bitch. Viva la French Canadia. I'm sorry. End scene.
You're going to piss off Melissa.
Is there cancer on your nose, the skin cancer?
I have skin cancer in the nose, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Just got diagnosed a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
When did you get diagnosed?
October.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Then he sprayed
so what are they
going to
do about it?
Nitro spray. Oh, I have to go for a small operation on my forehead.
Yeah.
And the rest.
On your forehead?
Just...
Well, yeah.
What
did
yeah.
you Yeah.
What?
They have to remove it.
I
thought it was on your nose. That was on your nose.
It is, but I have some on my forehead, too.
Yeah.
Now, this is skin cancer?
I'm sorry,
Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
is.
Sorry. You seem to be handling it pretty good. I mean, you seem to be.
I am.
Okay. You really are.
I quite honestly, Brian, I've told you this before, but since I died, like 2 years ago,
right.
I don't really give a fuck about shit anymore.
Wow. remind me never to die.
I'm not going to die this really, time. I really came out of it with no trauma, and I don't get alarmed easy, and I think once you've died, the worst is over, you know?
Well, you got the inside information, too. You once you die, it's, well, you're right, but you have inside information, too, about death and what you may see and how it is, you know? And you said it was beautiful.
I have no worries about going back.
Right. Wow.
None at all.
And, was it,
you
but,
know,
quite
honestly, I don't even want to reincarnate at this point because of what's going on, you know. Like,
well, you could come back as a missile.
No, I'll come back.
Oh,
if I come back at all, I don't want to.
Well,
don't want
knowing
to.
You,
I
you'll come
I'm
back
done.
As a butterfly and you flap your wings and change the world. That's how it is.
Well, that would work, yeah.
Work. Flap your wings and it'll change the way the world is. Well, Pat, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Melissa. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Could you hear me now?
Yeah, I
how
could.
Would you
yeah.
not come back and give it a try again, right?
Well, I missed the first sentence.
I don't know if I'm breaking up. Am I breaking up?
No, now
I
you're fine.
You
go ahead. Yeah, you did before, but now you're okay.
And experience some of the greatest things ever as a human. Right?
Yeah.
She said, why do you not want to come back to experience some of the greatest things ever?
Because I feel like I'm done. I really do. I feel like I'm done. Mm. I don't really want to come back. Mm. I don't have high hopes for what's going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Well,
I think
you know
another
what?
20 years I'll be good to go.
In 20 years, you'll still be a young chickie. In 20 years, I'll be chasing you around going, Pat, come here, Pat. I was in your volcano. Come here, come here. I know, you can't run from me. Get over here, woman. Get over here. I'm going to throw you in the volcano. We need a virgin, and you're a born-again virgin for the volcano. Here's a commercial. Here's a commercial. Listen to this.
When we first arrived at St. Jude, it was just Claire and I. She was still recovering from her brain surgery, and side effects of that surgery meant that she had to relearn how to walk and how to speak.
You can join the battle to save lives by supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
2 months after we arrived, my 3-year-old came to visit, and Claire lit up. She was quiet before, and I thought it was just because cancer's hard. But she was really missing her siblings, and I didn't realize how much.
All right, young lady, we're going to see how much you weigh and how tall you are real quick.
Mama, hey,
Claire, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. When you go online with your credit or debit card right now, we'll send you this St. Jude t-shirt you can wear to show your support to help St. Jude save the lives of these children.
I experienced life at St. Jude. Every dollar that goes to St. Jude goes to a good place. It's keeping families together during the hardest thing they'll ever face.
The first thing I'm going to do when I get home is pet my dog.
St. Jude saved my daughter's life.
I love St. Jude.
please go online right now and become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today.
Wow, isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? It's such a great organization, man. And Pat, that just answered what Melissa was saying. You're right. There's a lot of bad. And you know, when I was a kid, I used to sit with my mother, and we used to watch the news. And I'm talking 5, 6, 7. And then we're listening to the news, and we're seeing the news, and it was nothing but murder, rape, this horrible, horrible stuff, little stories. And I looked up to my mom, and I said, you know, Mom, I said, Mama. She goes, yes, my little angel boy next to Jesus, you are such a great kid. Thank you, Mama. She didn't really say that, but I imagine her saying it. But she said, I asked her, I said, there's so much bad in the world. There's so much hurt, and it scared the little kid looking at the news, because all you're hearing is rape, destruction, this and this, and war, whatever. Not war, I'm way too young for war, but you know what I'm saying. And she looked at me, and she goes, you know why they say it on the news, son? And I go, no. Because it doesn't happen often. These are stories. These are news. It makes the news because it doesn't always happen. So there's good in the world. They're just telling you there's some stories out there that are not so good. And that's what they are. And so I say the same thing with Melissa, and I've just played this St. Jude thing. You're right. But you're just hearing the bad stuff. You're just hearing the morons who are talking loud. You're not hearing, there's not enough good people saying good stuff about it. I mean, you're going to miss it. I mean, if you want to think that way, you're going to miss, finally, you're going to put human beings on the moon. They'll die, but they'll put them there. And finally, there's going to be stuff that's going to cure shit that we thought would never be cured. It's going to be a beautiful place. And not to mention, are you a grandmother? Are you a grandmother?
Oh, yeah.
Are you? What about your grand? When was the last time you saw your grandkids?
About a year for my granddaughter.
Yeah.
And my grandson's been a little while because they got a new dog, and they were lied to about this dog.
What do you mean?
Well, the bloody thing bit me when I walked in the door.
Oh, you probably sensed some. He bit you.
No.
Hi, puppy. There's grandma.
No, he's apparently attacked everybody that's walked in the door.
And they still keep the dog? Why are they still keeping this dog that's eating people's faces in the home? Why are they doing this? Pat.
Because the dog is perfectly fine if nobody comes in the house. I told him he's probably going to have to do something about it because
okay.
The dog has a definite problem.
I would say so.
You
have to get
rid of it. People visit you. But wait a second. You could leave dog at home and drive out to visit you.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Well, there's a problem with him visiting here, too.
Is it the cat?
No, John and my son do not get along in the least.
Okay.
It's a real hate-on between them.
Too bad.
It is. It is. Because it does fuck things up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I can hear that. Was it your John doesn't get along with who?
My son.
Okay, I have that same problem. Okay, you got to make me understand that, okay? Right now, I have a little problem with Cindy's daughter, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to have to cough. Hold on. But I said, it's cool, because I'm not talking to her. She's not talking to me, right? But Cindy says, I feel like I'm in the middle, and I don't want to be in the middle of this, you know? And
oh yeah,
you should be you should be able, because you're doing it for me to get along with him. I can't have a guy with me if he doesn't get along with my family. And my argument is, she's a grown ass woman. She's a married woman. She has her own little life and everything. We don't have to see eye to eye. We could be cordial with each other. Which is, so she's so adamant that we have to be a family, mean get along. Now, how does John, how do you feel about that? You're in the same situation about John and your son or your daughter. How do you feel
neither
about that?
Neither the twain shall meet. No.
Okay.
It's just okay. Not happening. It's not going to happen. It's
right. But how do you
my
feel?
Son came,
I mean, does it...
here in a drunken rage about 10 years ago and
years
was
ago.
Going to take John down.
What do you mean?
And
beat him up?
What do you mean,
oh,
take him down?
He was furious. My son is a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And he came here. He was going to attack John, and I had to stop it.
Why?
So,
was he, it's not important why, but okay. Yeah.
He was going to attack John for saying no on the phone to him. So needless to say, there is a big problem.
Yeah.
But how do you feel as a mom? Okay, I understand the situation. This was what, you said 10 years ago?
Yeah, but
okay.
It's not going to repair itself.
Okay, then you know it's not going to repair, but are you sad about that or life goes on? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I guess I'm a bit sad, but life goes on.
Yeah. You wish they can get together and, you know, be as family?
Well, I wish my son could come over for coffee or something, but it's just
oh.
not going
to
happen.
Oh. See, that's the problem, man. That's the problem. I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to go into detail, but you guys already know what the detail is, so I'm going to flush over it, right? With this woman sacrificed for the situation I was in, right? And all she asked me to do is, I just want you to get along with my daughter. I mean, it's not like what your situation is, but she pissed me off. And Sydney goes, she learned it from you. You know, she claims it's me. And I go, well, you know what? She pissed me off. So I'm not talking to her. And then I said something that kind of hurt her, because there was a situation where her father, her biological father, rejected them, basically, okay? And out of anger,
yeah.
I said, her own father wouldn't even talk to her. You know, I said, you know, you say things out of rage, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. She goes, but you always been a papa to her. She goes, it kills me that you... So I'm just telling you what she was saying. It kills me that you don't talk to her. It kills me. We are family. And you're not talking. You know what I mean? And then I feel like, okay, now I have to talk to this bitch. And then I'm thinking, you know, what this woman went through with me? I'm saying, is that the least I could do? You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm saying, Melissa, right? That's the least I can do, you know? Anyway, I just wanted to
run that by, okay.
Yeah, I'm saying that I relate to you. And I'm going to send this song out to your son. Here it is. Where does your son live? He still lives in Canada? Where does your son live?
He lives in Niagara. He's moving to a place called Hamilton soon for his
job. Okay, well, I'm going to send this out to your son. Here's the song I'm dedicating to your son. Here we go. And we'll be right back to finish up the show.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know, the world would be a lot better place with no ego. Can you imagine if human beings have no ego? I think if we had no ego, we could forgive. I think the only reason we're not forgiving is because of our pride and our ego. Those are the two things.
You're probably right.
Right. If we had no pride, we had no ego, I think families will stay together and love one another. I really believe that. So if somehow,
I don't know, you're forgetting about Brian, you're forgetting about all the narcissists and fucking goofs that are in families.
That's right. You forget about that. And then you say, you know what, we're blood. We're family. I know you're a doofus. I know you're an asshole. I don't want you near any matches, and you do not babysit my children, but we're family. But, you know, when you say 10 years, I've had conflict in my life that I will not talk to my sister, 6 years, 7 years. I have that thing. I have that thing when I get mad that I don't talk to people. Farrar, we had a guy, you said you died before. We had a doofus on the show who loved me to death, but he pissed me off, and he died 8 times. He couldn't even get that right.
He keeps kicking me out.
But and we've been friends for years. I haven't talked to that. Huh? What's wrong? Well,
you didn't, did you?
Yes.
You
did. Yes, I did.
What?
I said that he died 8. He said he claimed that he died 8 times, and I said he couldn't get that right. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And this guy pissed me off.
What?
Pissed me off. And I haven't talked to that fat fuck in...
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
I haven't talked to him in about 5 years. 6 years? 4 years?
It's been about 3.
All right, 3. And I have no interest of talking to him again. I have no interest. And because I listen, and people don't think I really listen. I listen.
You don't. Sometimes.
No,
sometimes.
I actually do listen. But what I mean by that, Melissa, when I listen, is for, I'll give you an example. Angela came into the show. Now, Angela used to come on this show. Before Angela came on the show as Angela,
oh.
Listening. I know she's listening. And I know she's listening. Angela comes on, and Angela used to go to Blog Talk Radio all the time, and she made the tour. And she used to visit the show before she really admit that she was Angela. And this was like maybe 2 or 3 years. Maybe, I don't know. And so she would come on sporadically, and lately I haven't talked to her. And when she came on yesterday, and this is what I meant by listen, Melissa, I may not act, I may not react right away, but what she did was a shitty thing. She did a fucking shitty thing, and she admitted what she was doing, and I have so many other things that I'm thinking about, but it stays with me. So she perfectly said that I'm going to call someone to basically blow up my show, and I'm going to hang up, and I want to listen to the carnage. So basically she said, I'm going to throw a grenade in your show, and then I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to listen to the explosion that's going to make people suffer. And I'm thinking, and I greeted her, hey, how you doing, Angela? We even played the game. And I'm saying, what kind of person will do that? What kind of angry bitch will call into a show and perfectly tell you that I'm going to call somebody so they could come on your show that I pay for, so this little cunt decides to want to call on the phone someone that we don't know, and we're sitting there going, what is this? I'm going to tell you something, because the show is like my house. You know, I invite friends come in. I invite friends in. We're friends. Some became family. It's our house. It's our house. And when you go to somebody's house, you don't go in there with dirty feet. You wipe your feet off. You're very coarse. You behave yourself. You're going to somebody's home. I have never had anybody come into my home and said, I want to destroy you. I want to hurt you. I want to disrupt your life. And then I'm going to say, oh, come on in. Have a cup of coffee. People don't get hit that often. Because, and what I mean, I listen. I do listen. And I do remember. And I put it back there, and I hear her, and we all heard her, say to me, I'm going to call somebody that you all know that you don't get along with, and then I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to listen to a bloodbath. We heard her. And and you guys expecting, I don't know what you guys, I'm not saying you guys, I had a show to do. She doesn't mean nothing. Angela never meant nothing to me at all. She meant nothing to me. So she should be proud that I even let her cunty ass in the studio. But to come in my studio to tell me that you're going to blow up my show and try to call people to come on and destroy my show, and you're not going to get hit by it? You're out of your fucking mind. And if you think I'm upset, I'd like to have you guys, that if somebody comes in your house, and disrupts your house, and threaten your family, and threaten your dogs, or threaten your house, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Now, you guys, when people are saying, oh, Brian, you should forget it. No, 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 no. You don't do that in my house.
What?
You don't do that in my house. And if you don't think I'm going to hit back, you are one dumb motherfucker. Because when I do hit back, I'll be honest with you, I'm vicious. I'm horrible. And I'll tell you about me. I am very horrible. I am vicious. Because if you try to do a show that I'm paying for out of my pocket, and we're not talking small money here. We're talking hundreds of dollars for me to come on this air every day. And you come on here and you try to destroy my show. You try to attack the people on the show. Or you try to do something that I'm paying for. It gives you no right to do that. This is my house, and this is their house. So if some cunt, some mentally ill cunt, comes on my show because I might have talked about a transgender fuck you try to blow up my show? And you thought I'd forget about you lying, and poor Stanley went through some shit, and you lied, and you just giggling and laughing because he went through some mentally ill shit. You think I forgot about that? What kind of person are you? And I know the person's listening. What kind of shit person are you? What kind of person are you? And somebody should call you out. And if you're going to some shit, you know what I believe? I believe what you do could come around. So if you're going to some mentally ill bullshit, or your family going to some bullshit, it's because what you put out in this world, you're getting it back double fold. Because you're a terrible person. You're a horrible person. And I hope you're miserable. I really do. And I hope you live long, because I hope you suffer so much. Because you're a horrible person. Merry Christmas, Angela. And that's it. And that's how I feel. And as far as Melissa will gasp, and I said, fat fuck, because you know what you did. And I've been loyal to you all this time. You know fucking perfectly well what you did. I have given you things. I have done everything I could. I have made you my brother and everything. And what you did to me, I will never forget. And yes, it's been 3 years. And people forgive. I don't. Because when somebody gives and gives and gives, and you just take till you can't, so people can't give anymore. And then on top of that, not only you take, you stomp on it. And then you complain about it, that somebody gave you something. Uh-uh. You're not my friend. You're not my friend. And he knows what I can do. And I'm not talking anger or anything. He knows how talented I am. He knows I move worlds. He knows I create shit. He knows it, and he's seen it firsthand. He's seen what I can do. I can create magic. He knows it. And yet, he spit in my face, and he stomped on me. So no, I do not forgive that. And I do not forgive anybody who come on my show and says, I'm going to blow it up on purpose, and I'm going to have, and not only if I'm going to blow it, I have more respect for you to say you're going to blow it up. You have the nerve to call a friend and says, you're not going to like who I'm going to call, and it's going to blow up your show, and I'm going to sit there and laugh and look at the carnage. You're a coward, too. Come on the show, do it face-to-face, you fucking coward. You're a coward, too. I like people to come in my face. So I do not forgive. I don't. There are certain levels where I will forgive that have not. There's a lot of people on this show that I can never, ever forgive. Charisse, cunt, could never forgive. I thought you were the biggest cunt in the world, but Angela beat you on the cunt list of Miss Cunt 1920 or Cunt 2023. Could never forgive her. Joe is another one. Joe has been on this show for years. And me and Joe had a lot of fun together. And there's people who listen to me. I know that. And there's people who know other shows and go, did you hear Brian? Yes, I named you bitch. And Joe insulted a friend of mine on the show. You don't insult a friend of mine on the show. And then you go, well, I've known you longer, Brian, and everything. Who cares about that cunt? And it's like, you were unjust, and you hurt this person on this show. I mean, you do it on your show, or you do it here, fine. And I even gave him a chance to apologize because he hurt this person. Come on, apologize. And he wouldn't do it. And really? And I thought in my head, I said, what is wrong with you? You hurt this person. You could at least say, hey, look, you know, I didn't realize I hurt you, or I'm sorry you got hurt, or it was misunderstood. Something. But no, he decided not to do it. He made his choice. Well, I can't forget that. You heard somebody on the show. Can I forget that? No. If you cannot be big enough to come on and apologize to that person or explain to that person or to ease that pain on that person, you're a fucking bitch. You're a cunt. And I cannot be associated with you. So we can go on and on and on over the years. So what it comes down to, good people do bad things. Bad people do good things. That's what it comes down to. Good people do bad things, and bad people do good things. That's life. That is life. But if you're going to be a good person and do a bad thing, you can correct the bad thing and still be a good person. But if you're going to be a bad person, do good things, and a good thing that you do is very temporary because you really have an alternative motive, you're still a bad person. I don't know if you guys got what I'm saying. Do I think Angela is a good person? No. She's a vile, angry bitch and wanting to hurt people. That's a fact, Jack. Do I think Joe's a good person? I can't forgive him hurting my friend. I can't. Is this a case of a good person did a bad thing? Well, he had a chance to correct his bad thing. A good person would have corrected it, and he didn't. So he's a bad person in my eyes. Because we're all going to do shit that are going to be, we're human beings, so we're going to do shit, but we apologize for it, and we try to make up for it if it hurts somebody that we care about, because we're good people. We're going to hurt people, we're going to upset people, and we're going to make people not like us. That's what we do because we're human beings. And you know what? I accept it. I do accept it. If somebody out there is saying, well, I don't like, you know what? I accept it because I'm not for everyone. If one of my friends says I'm not going to listen anymore, and it's Brian, I accept that. Good luck to you. I'll be on. And this has just happened recently. A person I know for 10 years or more, 12 years or more, used to be my executive producer and all that kind of bullshit. Things happen with us and things happen with the situation that put us both in situation of jeopardy and financial ruins. But luckily, we bounced back. And I put my faith in the person again, saying they made a mistake. And guess what? They screwed me again. And nobody did a reach around when I got screwed. Nobody. That screwed Brian. At least give me a reach around. Block the person. They're blocked. I don't know how many chances I can give a person because I'm thinking it's not her fault. I'm thinking she doesn't know. I can use every excuse in the world. She wasn't talking right. But, you know, it comes. And when you do the same thing over and over again, those excuses wear out, and that's who they are. Oprah said that. When they show you who they are, that's who they really are. And that's it. So you guys may not like me to be this honest because I don't two-face anyone. You may not like me to the choices of words I use. It's okay. Fred. It's okay. But that's just how I feel. And if we're all honest, we all have somebody, and I'm learning from Pat, everybody has somebody that they're not talking to on the holidays or family members that we haven't spoken to in 3 or 4 years. And before you judge me, take a look at yourself. You know, we all have people. I have a sister that I haven't talked to in years. So if you're listening to me, we all have somebody that we haven't spoken to that pissed us off. Friend, foe, cousin, aunt, uncle.
My brother.
Brother. When was the last time you talked to your...
40 years I haven't talked to him.
How many years, kiddo?
40.
40 years. 40.
He pissed me off, man.
40 years is a lot. Should I ask her? No, it's private. Should I ask her?
Well, I bought a house for my son and I when he was 1 and a half. The neighbors started up, so my brother said he would take the hand off my hands and I could buy another house for me and my son. Well, he didn't pay me back. He didn't pay me back the down payment. I couldn't buy another house. Him and his girlfriend were both working, and I was a single mother. And they wouldn't pay me back. I had to threaten him with a baseball bat.
Wow.
To get my money back.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wasn't joking either.
40 years. Do you know if he's alive?
Yeah, he lives next door to my son.
Oh, okay.
He's a fucking landlord.
Okay. Wow. 40. What would it take for you to talk to him? Seriously. I'm being honest. What would it take for you to, you can talk to your son? I mean,
my
brother? I'm sorry, your brother. Your brother, yeah.
I don't know if it's possible.
You cannot forgive? I don't blame you if you can't.
Brian, I've gone past that. I don't have forgive. I don't have forget. I don't have anything. It's dead air with my brother. Dead air. There's no desire. There's no hate. There's no anything. It's like he doesn't exist.
Is your mother still alive?
No, she passed away 10 years ago.
How did she feel that she passed away knowing that you did not talk to your brother? How you feel? Did you have any pressure about that? Did she give you a wish then?
Both my parents. And they said, well, he has nothing against you. Well, why would he? I never did anything to him. He screwed me out of a house with my son. I am not forgiving and forgetting.
Yeah. It's rough. It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. And anybody think, it takes a lot of work to not forgive someone. I mean, do you agree with me? It kind of sounds weird. Because there's things will trigger, things will bring up pain, things will bring up this and everything, and you're not talking to the person. And then the guilt. God, the guilt, just in case they pass. Well, if a person passed and you find out later that, they asked for you and you were not there. You know what I'm trying to talk. You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, my brother had a bad accident and they told me and I didn't give a shit. I really didn't give a shit at all in any way.
Well, I feel the same way, Pat. I mean, I'm not trying to be on my high horse here saying, oh, you should do this and forgive. And No. I have that. I'm not saying I'm proud of it. But, yeah. I'm just saying I understand it, you know. I understand it, and I think we all have maybe some uncles, some cousins, some aunts, some parents or something that they have done something, best friend, that they have done something to us, and you just can't forget. You can't get past it. You just can't get past it. And I know, and you hear the thing, you must forgive because it's toxic. You can't just stress on it because you got to relieve yourself. This is for you, not for them. If you forgive and let it go, you could be healthy. If not, you're holding in that toxicity and that anger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Pat, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know, ask you when we come back, you're going to do a reading for me, if you like. And if you'd like to come to the studio, we got the last 7 minutes. It's 319-527-6099. That's the number of the studio, whatever. But, yeah. Some people says, oh, it's bad, Brian, you know, you say that. But bad people should get bad thoughts. And, you know, I joke a lot about, hey, keep the bar low for me. My good friends know who I am. They know who I am. My good friends know the heart that I have. And those, and they're allowed to know that because I let them in. But for anybody who wants to say, you're bad, Brian, look what you did. You outed them on the radio and you did this. Fuck them. Like De Niro, fuck them. Fuck them. Anybody who tries to hurt the people in this studio, my friends in this studio, fuck them. Anybody who tries to come into this studio and destroy them, fuck them. That's who I am. We'll be right back. Pat's going to read me in a little bit, and we'll say goodbye. All right. Again, the number is 319-527-6099. This is a song for them. These are the songs for them. And this song is for all those other people who are looking at me and say, get over it, Brian. And you're better than this. This is your song. We'll be right back.
If I were a boy.
That was not the song. Boy, I am a boy. Okay, here's the song to you fuckers who think that I should forgive, and you two-faced motherfuckers. Here it is. Yeah, baby. You know, there's two people I regret not talking to. One I haven't talked to in 10 years, and I wish I could talk to her. I really do. There's another one I wish I could talk to in 2 years. I really wish I could talk to her. I miss her. I really do. But that just goes to show it. Pat, 40 years, I'm sure there is. I won't ask Melissa, but I'm sure everybody has somebody that they don't want to talk to or see again. It's just life that they fucked up. It's just human
Absolutely.
Nature. So, you know, I wish we all had that gene, you know, that forgiveness gene, and I wish I had it. I wish I had that gene, that ego. I wish I had no ego or anything like that, and I could forgive and be walked on. I wish I could be walked on like a lot of people and go with status quo. You know, it's not fun. It's not fun to be mad at people. It's not. It's not fun to hurt anybody. It's not. But they're not going to hurt nobody in my show, on my watch, damn you. They're not going to do it. This is a place where my friends can come in. We vent. My friends can make fun of me. They can chastise me. They can punish me because they're allowed, and it's owed to them. You know what I mean? They're entitled to because, you know, it's owed to them. But no outside people are going to make fun of kids or my friends or try to blow up this show that I pay for so much so we can all meet and talk and laugh, you know, and to be stupid enough to say it. It's just another slap in the face as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry. But I love you guys.
It was pretty stupid of her.
Oh, you remembered. It was, wasn't it, Pat? Wasn't it? It was kind of dumb. Kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm. And nothing happened. I thought something was going to happen.
I know. Just, you know, it didn't happen, but just
the
threat and the thought.
Well, maybe she couldn't convince somebody to do it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they probably said, why would I do that? You know, why would I do that? Why would I don't like him, and I can accept it. I don't like Brian, so why would I go on a show and just blow it up? For what benefit would it do for me? You know, if you're angry at Brian, then be woman enough to stay on the show and say, you know what, call me a cocksucker, call me a son of a bitch, because we were having fun with her. Hey, we're playing Guess Who This Is and Celebrity and this and this and this, and all of a sudden, you know, they're taking me back. It's like, why are you doing it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know, right?
No
idea.
You're
one of us. Idea. No idea. And I have no idea. It could be a bad day. I don't know.
Should be.
But don't take your
Fred
bad
doesn't
day
like
on
it.
Us.
He doesn't like
the
it.
The cat hates it. Mr. Fred
hates it.
I heard he hates it. Mr. Fred says, leave my show alone.
I'll
That's what Mr. Fred
eyes
said.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
do you want me to read these cards, Brian? Or?
Yes, go ahead. Give me my reading,
what?
Woman. Let me hear it.
Okay,
hear
well,
it.
There is there's something from the past that you felt very tied up with that is going to succeed in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
You've been disappointed, but your wish is going to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong. There are a few worries yet. The timing will be right. You will be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it didn't happen earlier is the timing was all wrong.
Right.
And there's a move to a distance, possibly. You might be moving.
God.
Okay. Mm.
Mm.
And you haven't told anybody because it sounds so crazy.
What's
but
that,
you
Pat?
Are going through. Hmm?
I'm listening. I didn't hear you. Pat?
I said you haven't told anybody yet because it sounds a bit crazy.
He didn't even
what
tell
is...
Cindy.
I didn't tell Cindy.
He didn't
did
even
tell
Cindy. No, you didn't even tell
Cindy. What are you reading, Pat? What are you doing? Those cards are destroying my life. What?
No, they aren't. Anyhow, you're going to go through a bit of a personality change. That's what was needed to make this thing succeed. And you are going to be traveling by air.
Oh.
But don't be surprised.
That means me and Cindy may go to Alaska together.
Wow, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
It would.
Cindy wants to get, she always wanted to go to Alaska, and I think she's coming up with that trip. So am I going to be traveling with her in the air?
Yeah, probably.
Ah, so
wow.
Be there. Probably outside of the wing, knowing Cindy.
Yeah.
Let me in. Let me in.
We'll keep him in the toilet.
Yeah. True.
Oh.
Anything else, Pat? That sounds good.
No, that was it.
Thank you, sweetheart. That was a nice reading.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And you're probably spot on, because we were talking about going to Alaska. We were talking about seeing her son and, I mean, her daughter and everything. So that's a possibility. That sounds right on. How's my health? Do you see my health in there, Pat? You see my health in there at all?
Oh, I didn't do your health. Can we save that for another day? I don't
want
to look at it.
Sure, I could die tomorrow. Here's what I'm going to hear. You know what? In memory of Brian, I should have done his health, because if I would have told him not to take that medication, he would have been fine. Oh, well. I'll talk to him in the afterlife. Yeah.
You're not going to guilt me.
I should have warned him, but we'll do it later. Hey, Melissa, like, I go to bed. What about my health? You know what? We out of time. We'll do it later. Okay. Oh, that heart attack that he had.
Because I have to get out a book. I don't know that.
I know, Kim.
I don't know that layout perfectly. So.
I know. I'm just teasing you. I want to thank you and Melissa for coming in. We had four. I'm just teasing you, Pat. Love you. I want to thank Melissa. I want to thank Pat for coming in. Hello, Laverne, wherever
you're
you are.
Welcome.
I want to thank you for listening. Thank you, kiddo. The 411s are still in the studio. I guess they don't want to talk. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you too, Mr. Fred. I don't forget you. Don't get all diva on me. I remember you, Fred. I'll be on tomorrow, guys. Take care of yourself. And this is a safe haven for you guys. And if any guys fuck with you, they fuck with me. And you don't want to poke the lion, because he roars. Bye, you guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
I fell by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place. Cause now that the corner lock, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So whenever you're cold, went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started to play. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like trouble.
Hello?